Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Two of the biggest house construction companies in Ireland have formed a joint venture to build social and affordable homes in Talla. John Sisk & Sons and DRES have formed Arden with the view to creating new mixed tenure housing scheme in Killinarden. It should make delivery easier and more accessible for hundreds of would-be homeowners and create a blueprint for faster delivery on other schemes. But it still faces the behemoth that is the Irish planning system as well as infrastructure issues. Patrick Durkin is the chief executive of DRES Properties and is with me. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, John.
Tell us a little bit more about what DRES does at the moment.
At the moment, we are a mainstream housing builder developer. So we acquire land and develop and sell private houses.
And do you design them as well?
Yeah. We design and build, deliver ourselves. Yeah, direct.
So you kind of start to finish, as it were. Tell us about the new joint venture with John Sisk & Co.
The new joint venture is based around, I suppose, a strategic opportunity in the social affordable market. In that, you know, when we started out, you know, post recession, the government were buying up and funding a lot of the social housing, and then soon realised that, you know, it wasn't affordable or sustainable to keep, you know, funding all these schemes. So, you know, naturally then mixed tenure developments arose and strategic partnership opportunities were there as well. So we combined our sort of core strengths with Sisk would be around designing and selling houses, and obviously then bringing capital and funding to developments. And Sisk have combined their huge legacy, 165 years of incredible achievements in, you know, large scale infrastructure delivery, and also a real skill set in tendering and frameworks. So yeah, the combination of those two parties has created this Arden, which is a new company now, which is out looking at strategic partnership opportunities, mainly in mixed tenure, which have complex strategic challenges.
Tell us
challenges.
What is mixed tenure and how will that work out?
Yeah, so mixed tenure is the one to say, for example, in Killinarden, is mixed tenure has an element of 20% social, 60% affordable for sale, and 20% private. So we have a mixed
tenure.
So what
is affordable for sale?
So that is effectively standard housing. So there's no difference within the housing.
So the houses all look the same?
All look the same. Yeah. All look the same. So the affordable for sale are sold to local qualified purchasers through South Dublin County Council.
Right.
And those houses are sold through the County Council to those who qualify at a discount.
And what does that mean? Is it people who would have applied, who maybe nurses or guards or teachers, whatever it is, who may not afford the full price, but the government, society has deemed that they need to be catered for?
Correct. Yeah. So they will go through a qualification process with South Dublin County Council. They will then go on a list because they, in terms of income ratios, et cetera. So once they go on that list, then we get our hands on that list and we will then sell the houses to that list.
And if the top private property or the normal three bedroom sells for 400 grand, how much will the affordable people have paid? 300?
It varies. I mean, the prices haven't been set yet. We're probably going to market with those in later this year, September, in October this year, and then we'll set those prices. But the discount will be in around 20 to 25% on the private market.
Right, okay. And in amongst that, you've got social housing that will have been bought by the council and given to people on housing lists, etc.
Exactly, yeah. So that would sort of function.
And again, the same houses and the same inside and out.
Exactly the same, yeah.
And is that going to work better for society to have everybody mixed in together?
We believe it does. And I think there's a great case study from the UK in terms of how that market has evolved and matured as well. But I think our social affordable market has evolved and matured in that respect. And what it means is then that we can provide the community infrastructure around these houses. So, you know, for example, in these schemes, you've got roads, we've parks, creches, community centres, local football pitches for local community as well. So, you know, once you can design it with the County Council at scale, you can then put in those facilities for the community as well, which is really important.
Yeah. You won't own the land on which you're developing. Is that an issue? Because sometimes banks have a problem if you don't own the land beneath you.
Yeah. This market has evolved, as I said, over a little while. So, I mean, I think the banking industry has also moved on with it. So this is what's called a license agreement with the County Council. So we're very lucky to have Bank of Ireland on this particular development. So they understand the license agreements. They understand the risks. Again, they're dealing with a blue chip delivery partner like Sisk.
Yeah.
We obviously have credibility with them as well in terms of what we're doing. So in terms of the build to sell element, so obviously we have a skill set in the selling. So once you combine those two strengths, I think the banks are very comfortable getting behind us to deliver it. So they're doing a lot of heavy lifting with us in association with the County Council.
You've faced your fair share of judicial reviews, I suspect, in the past. Are you quietly confident that things are going to change after the infrastructure delivery report from December?
Yeah, look, we're very hopeful. I think to date it's gone very well. And I think we can see some of the benefits already. I think the scale for fees is something that has arisen out of that.
That was announced 2 days ago,
yeah.
Capping the legal costs that would be paid by the state.
Would appear to. So, I mean, that's very positive. And I think the government, you know, have made some really good moves, you know, and I think you can see momentum in the industry. I think we're very positive on the planning system and how it's beginning to evolve.
You are now.
We are now. Yeah, we've had a tough run of it, but we are now. And I think, you know, I think the market has moved on. I think there is momentum around it. I think people understand that, you know, that these, you know, somewhat spurious claims on infrastructure, and there's a lot of our social infrastructure at the end of the day that, mm-hmm. that has prevented the common good, and now we're coming into high oil prices and we've prevented a lot of natural resource energy coming online. So I think we can see how this has been quite damaging to the economy as a whole.
Yeah. You mentioned an energy shock. Has that started to feed through yet in your supply chain? Because obviously oil feeds through to almost everything.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously the diesel effect came in very early.
Yeah.
Now we're seeing the effects of aggregates, obviously concrete, rebar, et cetera, like that as well, have started to...
Are they starting to inch up again?
They have, yeah.
Because obviously they went nuts in 21 and 22.
They did, yeah. I mean, it's not our first time. I mean, 22, obviously Ukraine, we had timber crisis as well. 2018, there was a big, you know, CPI went sort of up to 4 or 5% at that stage as well. So we've seen this before, and it's something, unfortunately, we have to absorb as an industry, especially in the build-to-sell market, because you've set the price of what you're selling.
So you're swallowing some of it now, but you will eventually pass it on, I suspect.
It depends, because at the end of the day, we sell a house at an open market rate. Mm-hmm. So we have to absorb a lot of these things. So it's part of the business. So usually, if there is HPI as well, that it'll somewhat offset it in the build-to-sell market. But mm-hmm. I think we're better positioned this time around in terms of where we are, in terms of in the global sort of scene. So I think we suspect that sort of Q2, Q3, it'll be a little bit worse, and hopefully it'll taper off at that stage.
Moving away from the Arden project, are you getting enough serviced land, i.e. that the water system is there and the electricity is all connected, for you to develop properties?
It's certainly better than it was. I think we're seeing a lot more joined up thinking. Communication is just a very simple dialogue between departments to get things done. So I think we're seeing a lot more, and going back to the, you know, the infrastructure task force, I think that's brought a new focus on this, and the government have to be commended for that. So I think we're seeing momentum. I think we're seeing a lot more dialogue. I think we're seeing people looking forward rather than looking backwards. So I think once we forward thinking, forward planning people that we're interacting with, we're in a good position.
Thanks, Patrick, for coming in. That's Patrick Durkin, the boss of DRES Properties.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.